More challenging for employers. I'm Pat Farnak with the WCBS Health and Well-Being Report, sponsored by Valley Health System, enhancing the health and well-being of Northern New Jersey. Just having enough staff is a challenge in many workplaces these days. Michael E. Stollard says this environment,
it really forces them to cultivate a culture that is healthy, that's engaging, so that they attract, they engage, and they retain employees. We're seeing a lot of restaurants that are shutting down. So, for example, they may not be serving breakfast or lunch. Yeah. They may just be serving dinner because they don't have enough workers to really maintain those hours. It takes time to cultivate a healthy workplace culture, but it's absolutely something employers can do and should do and will need to do. And that comes down to respect, recognition, belonging, autonomy, personal growth, meaning, and progress.
Stollard is author of the book, Connection Culture. The entire interview at WCBS880.com/health. I'm Pat Farnak, WCBS News Radio 880.